from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, congrats, Josh and Seabrook, winner of the tickets, front row bullpen for the Texans and the Rams on Saturday. Text message, damn, I tried for the tickets, it ain't easy. Yeah, man, there can only be one, and this time it's Josh and Seabrook. But, faithful listener, you've got a chance in the noon hour, and you've got a chance in the 5 o'clock hour. All is not lost. Now, if you get through the drive with Sterner and Hughlin, you haven't won yet, then all is lost. Your life is trash, and you won't be able to go to the game on Saturday. Sorry about that. But you've got two more chances to fish your life out of the fryer here. So congrats to Josh and Seabrook, and we appreciate you listening. Again, noon hour, 5 o'clock hour, your next chance is to win. On MLB Network yesterday, John Heyman was on there, longtime baseball scribe. Believe it, one time or another, he's been an Odyssey MLB insider, may still be. He was asked to rate the top five jobs being done by managers this season. Joe Espada showed up on the radar, man, for a guy who was 12-24 at one point, and everybody wanted to run out of town, present company, me included. Joe Espada, number three on the list.
That start, the sweep against the Yankees at home, got swept. Just not good start for Joe Espada in their managing career, and he's done a terrific job. I mean, they've had eight starting pitchers go on the IL at one point or another. Not sure if McCullers is ever getting back, but they've gotten some of them back now, and obviously picked up Kikuchi. You're going to have Verlander soon. So, I mean, they are another team that is now a threat. I mean, look, they had a 10-game deficit, as you mentioned. They erased that quicker than any team has ever erased a 10-game deficit. Now they have a 4-game lead, and I think everybody believes that they're going to carry it through with the nucleus that they do have, but their rotation, shockingly enough, looks like it's in pretty good shape, and Joe Espada has really done a terrific job.
That, we'll talk about Espada in a second. That last part there, Seth, might be the most shocking part here, given what the narrative was early in the season about the starting rotation. Not just the performance of it, but the injury issues that the starting rotation was having. That now the belief is that it's the starting rotation that's going to be the bedrock and the foundation of this playoff run that the Astros are about to go on is pretty remarkable. And we're going to give a spot of credit here, but I think you got to give credit to Miller and Murphy, the pitching coaches. You got to give credit to Dana Brown, too. The Kikuchi trade looks, four starts in, it looks like a lot of us were wrong about how much they gave up to get Kikuchi. And it was Dana Brown who recommended that they treat Ronel Blanco like a starting pitcher coming into
this season. That's true. Yeah, that's well. Yeah. And that was before the That's not like a I didn't mean to a ham there. Like, I was about to say something sarcastic.
Oh, gotcha.
That was a genuine.
There's a legit throat clear.
I'm still doing it. Give Dana Brown credit for that. And then Espada, you know, it was hard because you've got no track record with him other than in the playoffs last year as a manager after Dusty Baker got ejected. But you don't necessarily
good
have
track
a,
record, right, too. Small sample size.
Right, well, yeah, job. It was a good track record, but it was also included pinch hitting John Singleton, which could have gone either way.
You know, that
easily could have gone either way.
Oh, I know.
So you didn't. You're trying hard not to blame Espada for the fact that he's got to figure out what to do with Abreu. You're trying not to blame Espada for the fact that your pitchers were just curiously and historically bad and worse than they ever had been in their careers, that none of your all-star caliber previous MVP candidate hitters were hitting at all or playing like even average major league pitchers. So every little questionable decision he had, it was easy for it to loom a lot larger in your mind. I think where I really started to feel the turnaround for Espada was once Abreu was gone, and all of a sudden, even though you had guys who weren't necessarily great hitters but were fast, and all of a sudden you could execute small ball, you could lay down some bunts, you could manage your lineup in a way. I thought he started really showing what he was capable of, and it was an impossible to judge situation early on because there were so many things that unless Espada himself could somehow be pinned with all those guys underperforming, none of that was his fault. Dude, that was just flat out guys not playing up to their capabilities.
No, nobody screamed more shaking their fists about Jose Abreu than I did.
Yeah.
For the last year and a half until he was finally cut, nobody screamed about it more than I did. And I'll be honest, I think I undersold it. Like, just for this season.
The effect that it had on everybody
else.
How clunky your lineup, your fielding, everything.
The black cloud that everybody knew that this guy had no business being on a major league roster, let alone being in the lineup every day and then propped up by management as well.
Right.
Like, being treated differently. Man, I said it at the time, and I used to say that back when, I hate to say it because we had him on the pregame show this weekend, but when Gary Kubiak was doing that stuff with Matt Schaub, the year that Schaub's game clearly was declining, and he would keep bringing him back in, substituting him in for Case Keenum, my thought at the time back then was, this is not fair to the guys on the team that are actual good football players
right now.
You know? And that's how I felt about Jose Abreu. But I think the proof is in the record. The proof is in stylistically what this team, as you make a great point, like stylistically what this team has looked like once you get that gigantic grenade out of the middle of your lineup there. Espada can cook a little bit.
That's the thing with Abreu, where it was, okay, maybe if he was fast, you know, even if like as an older guy that was fast and still would give you competitive at-bats. Because those are the two things. It was such a drain in so many ways. He couldn't do anything when he was on the base paths. He couldn't get on base. He wasn't giving you competitive at-bats. Like, none of that was helping.
You couldn't even DH him.
Right.
Because he sucked at hitting. Like, he was one thing. A bad first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, if he could play, like, a lot of these guys now on this roster can play. The outfielders can you know, most of them play multiple outfield positions. Dubon, obviously, has been a Swiss Army knife. Some of these guys are bringing up from the minors. Do they do it great? DeCenzo at first base? No, but he can play multiple positions for you. Yiner Diaz being able to play multiple positions for you. Like, there's a fluidity and a flexibility to the lineup now that's impossible to have when you've got a bad player just sitting right there at seven every night.
Honestly,
in the lineup.
I think the worst thing that happened to the 2024 Astros was Abreu playing well in September of last year.
I agree.
I think that's the
one thing
that they were able to look at and think, well, he's still got it in him. And look, that was later in the year, but... You know, and part of that later in the, they started resting Abreu more in 2023 towards the end, and that seemed to help him out. Which, you know, in hindsight,
he had an IL stint at one point,
days, and they weren't starting him every night, and that seemed to make a difference, just keeping him fresher. And I think they thought because of that, they figured, well, if we manage him right, then he's still got that in him. So it ends up if he had played well in September and the Astros had won the ALCS or something, maybe I'd feel differently about it. But looking back on it now, it was all for naught. And it kept their hope for him alive way longer than it should have been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ben. The other five in Heyman's top five, Matt Cattaro, Kansas City. He's done a great job this year. They're a playoff team right now, I believe. Torey Lovullo of Arizona, and then Espada is three. Stephen Vogt in Cleveland has done a phenomenal job with the Guardians at two. And then Pat Murphy, Milwaukee, is one. A little Pat Murphy trivia. I may or may not have brought this up on the show before. He was the baseball coach at Notre Dame when I was a student there. My freshman year, you were a freshman back in 1987 at Notre Dame. You had to take gym.
Oh, yeah.
You had to take PE.
We did, too. I think they should probably still have that.
Do you think?
In a lot of places,
okay,
yeah.
I was a little surprised when I got to college and I had to take I didn't have to take gym as a junior and senior in high school. And now I'm a freshman in college. I'm having to take gym. Pat Murphy was my gym teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He a good gym teacher?
He was an awesome gym teacher. He was fun, man. He was cool.
Did you have to? No, you took gym. Like, it wasn't like a specific, like, you're going to take one. Like, we had the choice. I didn't have to because I was football counted as my PE requirement. But you could take, like, rock climbing or, like,
we didn't have anything that exotic.
Something like that.
We went to the facility that had the actual gymnasium in it.
Yeah.
And there were, like, three choices. We could play dodgeball. We could play some combo kickball thingy or, you know, jog.
Did you run around
the track.
Did you guys have to pass a swim test to graduate?
I don't remember.
Because it always gets pointed out to me.
Yeah.
People mock it and laugh at that at Cornell you have to pass a swim test to graduate. It wasn't part of PE class.
Right.
At some point in your 4 years there, you had to go and swim like four lengths of the pool. And I still to this day feel like that should be a requirement at every college. You know how many people drown?
Yeah, no, you're
just,
right.
It's the dumbest thing to drown. It's the dumbest, not always the dumbest. Sometimes it's just something awful. But if you don't know how to swim, it's a hazard you shouldn't be walking through
CPR
life with.
CPR and swimming, yes. They should
it's the third leading cause of unintentional injury death worldwide. Sarah.
Seth's
there's only one college in America
head.
That cares about you.
It's Cornell. The football players had to take gym at Notre Dame. I remember this because Ricky Waters used to stand shirtless in front of the mirror staring at himself after gym class.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one of my buddies walked up to him and said, "Hey, Ricky, why do you do this? Why do you stand in front of the mirror?" And he looks at me and goes, "It makes me feel good." That was great. He would go on to have a near Hall of Fame career in the NFL.
I wish I had an ego like that. Well, and the physique to match that. That's a whole...
Ricky was off the charts, man. All right, Dameon Pierce. Seth brought Dameon Pierce up as a Texans aspect earlier that had him peeing down his leg a little bit. So if they need to move on from Dameon Pierce, I made a list yesterday. Five teams I would call if I were Nick Caserio, if I were looking to unload Dameon Pierce for a draft pick. Let's see what Seth thinks of these. I'll go through the list coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.